Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast.
Yeah, it's us.
This is a little bit of a different setup than what we usually do because this is the intro to recording. I keep saying live, but it's not live.
That's how, what I always tell people. It's live. It's a lie.
We're recording in front of a live studio audience, yeah. Even though it's not live.
Yeah.
At Southern Illinois Hunting and Fishing Days.
Yes.
That's the best thing I can say.
That's sums it up.
It's a little bit different because it's an outdoor venue, so there's a lot of outdoor noise in the background that you don't hear now in the podcast room. So, how was your show? How was Hunting and Fishing Days for you?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah.
It was good.
Hey, I was just happy that we weren't in a booth that had any idiots with them duck and goose calls.
There you go.
It was so quiet and peaceful.
We did not have that kind of noise. We didn't have axe throwing.
No.
The only noise we had, there was a little bit of a band going on outside to our, what would be our left. And then, you know, just general people talking and noise. But
yeah,
we didn't have waterfowl calls and
axes
slamming into boards.
I didn't even go into that tent all weekend.
I didn't either.
Didn't even walk in it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I'd get close and hear, wah, 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 wah. I was like, okay, I'm out.
Hey, done. You know what was pretty cool was people coming up and saying, hey, wanted to come over and say hi to y'all because I listen to your show and I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And, you know, saw you here and wanted to come up and say hi.
That was pretty neat.
That's pretty cool. So I appreciate that.
Pretty popular.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, we're pretty popular. All right.
Amongst ourselves.
Your wife was a huge help
at
the show.
She did good.
She did awesome. I appreciate it.
That's why I love her, Tim.
we're getting the. I want to go in so many places here, and I'm not allowed to.
No,
getting the hatchet sign. So
For the, she's not in here with us today.
For my safety and health, I'll move on.
Yeah.
If you're new to Backwoods Bowhunter, follow along as we describe the ups and downs of a whitetail hunting season, sharing those experiences with you, the listener, and as real and honest as we can make them be.
Yeah.
And we're fixing to hit those days. So what we're going to do with these shows, I think, is we've got a couple.
Yeah.
I'll probably air one somewhere in the middle of the week. So by the time you hear, no, this is, never mind. This is the intro to the Hunting and Fishing Day show. So never mind what I just said.
Disregard.
Yeah. Probably air one in the middle of the week, and then we'll do the regular show Friday, and then air the other one, you know, sometime next week.
Yeah.
That works?
Yeah.
Backwoods Bowhunter can be found at backwoodsbowhunter.com, and you can click on the shop merch link there and find our merch.
Yeah.
Including the two new t-shirt designs.
I advise you.
Wearing one of them right meow.
Yeah, you are. I believe that lady that worked in our booth yesterday was wearing one also.
She was. She was. And she told me that if we didn't sell one of these, that it would be her fault.
Yeah.
I don't think we moved one.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think
we did, but.
I'm not 100% sure.
The day before we did.
Before it was on display. Well, you know, guys walk by, they see breast in it, and it's going to fit them differently.
Yeah,
you know.
Point, yeah.
So, I could see that. I think one of yours that you had on sold. Yeah, they're like, "Oh, that must be a girl shirt. Look at the boobs in there." Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mine or the other one.
Yeah.
Okay. we're also on Facebook and Instagram at Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast, and check out our community page. It's known as Major League Bowhunting. If you haven't already,
yeah, we've been getting some more people on there too.
Yeah. Well, the fellow Garrett who was joined us on the podcast from the show, he joined. Last night, I think it was. He joined.
Nice.
Yep. So I actually came across that about 5 or 6 minutes after he had requested to join the group.
Yeah.
And I didn't approve him because I'm lazy and I'm not going to be the person who goes on there and says, welcome to the group.
That's why I don't do it either.
So I read it and I'm like, you know what? You're good. And even, you know, when you get to the question that says, what's your favorite bow hunting podcast or podcast, whatever, he put ours.
Well, of course.
But I'm like, you know what? Gatsky will get it.
Yeah.
And he'll make a little post.
And he'll do us proud.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I skipped
That's what we pay him for.
Sorry, Garrett, but I skipped you for 10, 15 minutes.
I did too.
As always, we bring you incredibly mediocre content in a completely meaningless way from the heart of Big Buck Country right here in the Whiskey and Whitetail Studio.
Yeah, right here.
Backwoods Bowhunter is proud to support and use Titan Nutrition, one of the most respected and trusted supplement brands in the industry, and we both use their product.
Yep.
Name off their product. Go for it.
Well, I currently have Restore.
Don't name them all.
I currently have Restore, which I am not yet taking, but as soon as I seen it, I said, ooh, I need to order that. So when I get on my next bulking cycle, I can say, boom, Restore it is. But I take that. You have a meal replacement.
Yep.
You have a whey and a, what's the other one? Isolate protein.
Yep.
You have your hydration products.
Yep.
You know, for when you're out, you know, battling the elements.
Yep.
Yeah, stay hydrated.
Multivitamins.
And you have multivitamins. You also have a pre-workout.
Yep.
There's two types of pre-workouts. One of them is not Tim approved. Because that's it almost gave him correct. A heart attack.
Yeah, it about shot my heart through my throat.
But here's the thing that's crazy about those is some people enjoy that. Like Mikey likes Mikey likes the pre-workouts that make his ears and neck tingle. Me, I think I'm dying when I take something that makes my ears and my necks tingle, my necks, all of them, both of them.
Yeah.
When they both tingle, I get weirded out. Yeah,
I'm not down with that.
No. But the rest of their products are Mike and Tim approved.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You can go to their website at titannutrition.net and use discount code
Backwoods
at checkout, and that will give you 10% off and free shipping. And the link is also in the notes below. So
yeah.
If you can't remember that, then hey, click.
Click it.
Click down below. You won't be disappointed. Also, Keith Hagan, my friend down in western Oklahoma, if you're in that region of the country and you need taxidermy purposes for your trophy whitetail, mule deer, whatever, it's in El Reno, Oklahoma, call them at 405-250-4477 or on the Facebooks and under the name Southern Plains Taxidermy, and Keith and his crew will take good care of you.
Yeah.
Also, as you're going to hear in the first release of the Hunting and Fishing Days episode, you'll hear about ambush deer attractants.
Yep.
So we'll just leave it at that. You're going to hear about it here in a minute.
Mm-hmm. I ain't going to spill the beans.
We don't need to do a countdown tracker because we'll do that on the main episode.
Yeah. That's how we roll.
That's how we roll.
Yeah.
What else are we going to say?
I was just going to say that girl that was working that booth yesterday, I don't want my wife to know, but she had some thick thighs and a nice ass. That's all I'm going to say. Just don't want my wife to find out about it.
All right. That's fine. She don't listen to this anyway, right?
No. Yeah. No.
I had a joke I wanted to say, but I have a feeling that I might get bruised if I do. So
I think you should probably just say it. Yeah.
You think I should?
Yeah, I think you should.
I think I should.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She won't hear it anyway.
Do you remember that time on this podcast that you paid me to say to say that your wife weighed 450 pounds?
I don't recall me paying you to say that.
I'm going to give you your money back because it wasn't worth it, but I just want you to know that I spent the weekend around her, and not only is she a supermodel, but she has never once ever weighed 450 pounds. So shame on you that you put me up to that.
You just said I'm going to say a joke.
Well, okay.
So I'm not sure which way to take this, Tim. I'm kind of offended right now.
How about we do this before we get in too far of a trouble?
It's the mystical flight of the arrow traveling downrange, searching for its next target. The thrill of chasing the elusive whitetail buck as it slips through the tall oaks. That encounter with a bull elk that is so close, you can feel its breath. The hair that stands up on your neck when you hear that long-bearded turkey gobble in the spring. It's our passion. It's our tradition. It's Backwoods Bowhunter. And now, it's time to go full draw in the backwoods.
We are at Southern Illinois Hunting and Fishing Days.
Oh, we're here.
In the heart of Southern Illinois.
Yeah. That's warm.
And we are in an outdoor venue space, so if you hear music in the background or just general conversating and noise, that is why. Because yeah. I can't control that.
Hey, at least we didn't get stuck in the booth with the damn duck and goose calls.
That's right. Or yeah. Axe throwing. Axe yeah. throwing has not occurred.
Oh, my God.
I don't even think they're here.
I didn't see them. I
haven't seen them.
No.
So I was going to talk to you about this display. So I've had a year since we last did this.
Yeah, it's been about a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To the day.
Uh-huh. And well, this is National Hunting and Fishing Days weekend as well.
Oh.
I downloaded a picture to share on the socials, and I haven't done it yet, but I'll wow. get that done.
Okay.
So anyway, last year, that booth that I've been using, so basically it's just 4x8 framed panels yep. with a decorative, I forget what kind of wood that's supposed to look like, but
yeah,
it looks cool.
That one looks nice, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn fancy.
The other one that I had was like an oak look to it.
Yeah.
And
I kind of looked like a kitchen from the 80s.
I decided last year that I was going to tear it down and build a new one, but what I wanted to build was a cabinet look.
Yeah.
So it had like cutouts with the shirts and stuff like that in that, and then below it have racks or shelves where all the sizes and things can go underneath it.
Yeah. You said below.
Yeah. And, you know, a year is a long time to be able to get that done, and guess what I managed to not do? I didn't get that done.
No, you didn't even get the sticky things on.
No.
We did that this morning.
So I took the lazy road, and I kept the 4x8 frames and just took the sheets of paneling off of them and replaced it with new paneling. And
it looks sharp.
Rolling. It looks good, but I still prefer to do it the other way I wanted to do it. So
well, you got a year to get it done.
Maybe that'll come. And then maybe build off of the side of that in a more official-looking podcast table than what we have here with just wires hanging everywhere. So
it's pretty official.
That's as official as it's going to get this weekend.
Yeah.
But nonetheless.
You can't even see the wires, really.
Check out if they'll be on our actual store page on backwoodsbowhunterpodcast.com. Click on the merch link. We have two new shirt designs that we brought with us to the show. Tony Dempsey, our buddy Tony, actually came up with the name, I guess, but it's Rutting and Strutting. So we've got a shirt that has a turkey and a deer on it that says Rutting and Strutting. It's really cool. I like it. And then we've got the River to River Outdoors, which is my company.
That's you.
Mm-hmm. A new t-shirt for that, and I think they're both super sharp. You like it better.
Yeah, I definitely like the new, both of them.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
I like them both, too.
I mean, the Rutting and Strutting one is just a little different, but I still like it. But the other one's really sharp, the colors on it, mm-hmm. the River to River one.
Yeah, with that sharp. Orange. Yeah. Yep. So it's a charcoal gray that's highlighted with orange. It's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
And then the Rutting and Strutting is blue with a gold highlight, but like a dark navy, I guess you'd call that.
Yeah. And just to be clear, I'd like to just clear the air right now before we get any further into this. yesterday, on setup day...
It's embarrassing.
It's extremely embarrassing what I'm about to say. I did have something come up at work, so I was trying to get through it. Being the new safety director at work, it kind of tied me up a little bit, and I didn't make it out here to help Tim.
It's a slap right in the tits.
It's a huge slap. So I just want to apologize to Tim.
You don't owe me an apology.
You know, because this is a pain in the ass to set up. I mean, luckily we had to get a lot of it today.
It was a pain in the ass.
So we got a lot of it this morning.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel a little better.
Yeah, setting out a table and laying things out, that's not too big of a deal. But assembling these 4x8
by yourself
things are kind of a pain in the hind end.
Because I'm an asshat.
You're trying to hold one end of it, screw it into the other side. And, you know, and they're not exactly, they're cumbersome, they're heavy.
Yes.
You know,
so, they're very big.
But hey, that's all right.
Just for those of you at home that can't see them.
Sometimes, well, they'll be in the picture here in a little bit.
Yeah.
But sometimes things just happen, man.
Yeah.
Work gets in the way.
Yeah.
I'm one of them basic bitches, you know what I mean?
Sometimes you got
to
be.
Had to play that. So, first of all, how's the show been for you so far? It was dead here this morning.
Yeah.
Not much traffic moving at all, but it has since picked up. And
it has blown up,
There has been a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah, we first started, it was the first hour, maybe 40, 50 people throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then it...
Yeah, it... I was concerned. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in Southern Illinois. There's two local schools that have homecoming, including the one my daughter's in. You have 17th Street's barbecue competitions going on. Barbecue on the River in Paducah, Kentucky is going on. Hunting and Fishing Days is going on. So I figured it was going to the crowds were going to be a little dissipated for that reason, but this is the first year that I know of ever in the history of this event that they're actually charging you to park now. So, and maybe people don't know that until they get here.
Yeah.
But I wondered if that was going to affect the crowd. And I know it's only $5, but I mean, when you've had 30 years of it for free.
Yeah. It changes a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, people are cheap. We're cheap.
Well, I get that.
Yeah. We had vendor parking, so we parked for free.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I grabbed, I'm assuming you got one through Genmar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I grabbed a spare one for you, but I assumed you already had one, so I just told the wife and kids, hey, use this pass if you show up.
Yeah, when you come in. There you go.
Yeah, that way you have.
It's the way to do it.
Dang right, son. All right, who do we have coming up on this podcast while we're at Hunting Fishing Days? You've got a buddy over there with a fishing company, right?
Yep, Mafia Rods.
Mafia Rods.
They're, I think this year is the first year they actually started selling them. They've been talking about them for a while, so we'll get them on here.
They've been building them and using them.
Oh, yeah. Just,
and then finally took them to market.
Yeah, they've actually got guide services that they use those rods in. So I know they get used a lot.
Yeah. How do you know them?
They're locals to Benton.
So you just know every local in Benton?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I pretty much know everybody.
Fair enough.
I may have bowled.
Kind of how I am in Heron.
I may have bowled with one of them years ago, like 20 years ago when I first moved out here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're at football games, stuff like that, so.
I got you.
I'm not shy to talk to anybody.
We've also, hopefully, they said they agreed to it. A crew from Fallen Outdoors.
Yeah.
Going to come
That'd
on
be
at, least, at least one of them.
Yeah.
Depending if I can find the other mic stand. But
Fallen Outdoors. They may have to sit really close and share.
Yeah. Fallen Outdoors is a 4-star 501c3 non-for-profit organization on the National Registry, open to current members of the United States military and veterans who have served honorably. Their mission is to facilitate hunting, fishing, and other outdoor adventures for veterans and their families. So I'm down with that. And
yeah.
I'd love to hear more about their what they're doing. So.
Be pretty cool.
We'll get that going.
Hopefully we'll see Camel the Clown walking around at some point.
See, that's another one I haven't seen yet.
No, I haven't seen him yet either. He's always all over the place.
Usually he's everywhere, like you said.
Yeah, I haven't seen him yet.
There's the guy wanting the scent closet.
Oh, he's back.
He's back.
That's the one that bought one.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
We got it held back there.
Sorry, we're just talking to ourselves.
Last year, I couldn't sell the scent crusher scent closets and gear bags at the show for nothing. And this year, before half of the day was gone, they were gone.
Yeah. Yeah. So, last year, they just sat there. And this year, they flew off the shelf.
You never know. Hey, people Sorry took memory of them from last year, and they were just.
They were regretting not buying them last year.
That's right.
So this year, as soon as they seen them, they said, boom, pony up.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to tell you something that I was planning on I was planning on introducing it at this show.
Okay.
Taking it to market at this show. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I'm a scent control freak.
Yes.
Probably a little bit too extreme. I don't know if there's such a thing as that, but in the whitetail world.
No.
So there's, you know, whitetail have a lot of senses, just like you and I do. They have vision, they have smelling, hearing.
Yeah.
You can trick their vision. You're wearing a camo shirt right now. That was designed.
You can barely even see me.
Right. That's to provide trickery to the whitetail's eyeballs.
Yep.
Okay. So usually you can get that done. Now their noses is a whole different animal. Their sense of smell, and we won't go into a scientific breakdown here, but it is off the freaking charts. See you, man. Thank you. It is off the charts how good that nose is.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that there's a product out there, even though they say there is, that will completely
jam the nose.
The nose. Or, hey, buddy.
Tim knows everybody.
I worked with him at the police department.
Okay.
A lot of them will claim to be able to completely
eliminate
their senses of the smell, but that's not the case. So I'm not going to claim my product does, but I've created a 3-piece product line.
Okay.
That my ultimate goal was to introduce here at the show and see how well it did in the market, and then if we were able to sell it to our like-minded people walking around here, then that means maybe I should start mass producing it a little bit more.
Go big.
And if I didn't, then, hey, use it at home or whatever.
Yeah.
So I started testing it last fall, and you're going to get some samples of it this fall.
Okay.
For you to test and let me know and be honest. But I'm naming it Ambush Deer Attractants.
Ambush. Okay. I like that.
So I've got three products, and one of them I want to get your opinion on. So
okay.
I have a scent control product.
You could sit if you want there, Jimmer.
Scent control product.
Okay.
So just like this scent crusher product we have sitting over here on the table.
Yeah.
Just douse yourself down with and try to eliminate some of your odor. And again, I'm not going to be one of those that's going to claim it's going to eliminate 100% of your odor, because that's all bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't care what company it is. It's just not going to happen.
Definitely throwing a flag on that one.
But it's a tool in the tool bag to be used.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I have in spray formula as well a spray attractant.
Okay.
So designed to spray around some foliage around your, you know, like you're using as like you're using deer pee.
Yep. Okay.
Now here's the one that I've got to get clarity on.
Okay.
I have a powder formula attractant. Now.
Okay.
In Illinois, is it legal to use as a powder? So if you read online, okay. It is illegal to feed deer at any time, and or take deer
anywhere you want.
Take
That's
deer
not illegal.
By the use of the bait. Okay, I know that.
Yeah.
But down here it says, you know, this is talking about salt licks in particular, but Illinois defines as baiting as, because previous what I just said was about baiting, right? So now we're going to define baiting in Illinois. The placement of salt blocks to lure deer or other wildlife is illegal when it can be ingested. You cannot legally make available food, salt, mineral blocks, or other products for ingestion by wild deer. Now, my powder attractant is not meant for ingestion. It is meant as an attractant.
Yeah.
Just like a deer pee would be.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can see that.
Up here it says, and this is, again, Illinois law I'm reading here, if it attracts the deer by scent and they approach it because they want to smell it, the product is legal. Now, in states that are feeder states, what I would recommend with this product is if you're feeding corn, I would say buy a bag of this stuff and
put it in
mix
corn.
It in with your corn.
Yeah.
But we can't do that in Illinois, so this would be a product simply used as an attractant. Can we use it or can we not?
Well... I would say that would probably have, like, if you sprinkle it and like pour the whole bag on one big spot,
right?
Then maybe it would cause an issue. But if you like just like grab some and like toss it up into the air into like leaves and trees where the deer can't reach, or on the ground and kind of, you know, sprinkle it in the grass where you don't see it, I don't see how it, you know what I mean? If it's just attracting them by the smell, that's the same as, you know, using acorn or persimmon spray.
Yeah.
I mean, the deer are going to come smell it, and they may even lick it. But it doesn't mean it's baiting. It's an attractant.
Right. But it, and I 100% agree with what you're saying, but where I fear I might get kinked up is because it's in a powder form. And
stuff.
Now, I have the spray form, the liquid form.
Yeah.
But I also produced it in a powder form. So...
Yeah.
Is that going to get me hinked up?
Well, not that the DNR will ever come on with us. We've asked them a couple times.
No, they're over here behind us, and maybe I'll just walk over there and ask them. But
talk to one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to know how to market it, too. Can I sell it to hunters in Illinois and say that this is illegal in the state of Illinois?
Yeah.
Or do I need to just target people in Kentucky
and, Missouri.
Yeah.
The cool states.
The cool states where you can supplement feed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I got to find out.
Yeah, we'll probably you probably need to look into that. I'd hate to go to jail.
Yeah,
again.
I mean, again.
I'm just kidding.
I would rather you test it out and see if it gets you hinked up before it does me. But
maybe we'll talk to Mikey. Mikey would give it the old college try.
Yeah, he ain't scared.
Yeah, he ain't scared of shit.
Well, you got anything else you want to rattle on about on here before we move on to having a guest?
No.
As part of the show here?
No,
so.
No.
All right, then we'll be back with somebody.
Somebody. We'll see the first poor saps that want to come talk to us.
All right. We'll talk to y'all in a little bit.
All right.
All right, we are back, and we have a guest with us. Mr. Craig Miles is with Mafia Rods. So, A, how you doing? And B, thanks for coming over and talking to us.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. So tell me where you're from and kind of what got Mafia started and what they're about.
Well, from Benton, Illinois. You know, we've been I've been a fishing guide for 20-plus years, 25, 26 years on Wren Lake. We got on Wren Lake, Crab Orchard, Kincaid, crappie fishing is our specialty.
Nice.
I fished with every rod on the market at one point in time. Broke a lot of rods over the years. Found out what I liked, what I didn't like, what my customers liked, what they didn't like. So I'm 2 years from retirement from my real job.
So real job.
Yeah, we decided that it's time, if we're going to do this, we got to step in. So last year, me and my brother went in together, dumped a pile of money into building our own rods. Sent prototypes off, got them back, what we liked. We put them on the market. So.
Nice. Has been receptive so far?
So far, yes. Actually, half the guides on Green Lake have already got our rods in our hands.
Nice, so, perfect, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, well, it helps to have a brand already there, you know, too, that people recognize you and know you, yeah. I was telling him this morning that I actually dabbled in doing that a little bit myself, but I was just buying, I can't remember the name of the shop, but Mud Hole Tackle or something. Yeah. I was buying rod blanks and then and getting the corks and the guides and all that stuff and trying to build my own, and I built some that work. I wouldn't try to take them to market or anything, but I did. Yeah. I did build. But I'm sure the first couple you did too were probably not the ones you're selling.
It's been
now.
Kind of a long process. You know, you start out with a blank and you work up and you get somewhere what you think is right, and then you try it and you break it. And we went through quite a bit of that until we got to the point we are now.
Yep.
You know, and like I said, we fished with all the top brands over the years.
Yeah.
And we know what they had and what we didn't like about theirs, and we wanted to improve with theirs. And so we just kind of took all that and kind of mixed it all together and came up with what we got. So,
how'd we get the name Mafia?
Because it's badass.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Well,
fair enough. Okay.
The story goes along with that. We both race cars. We were sprint car drivers for several years. You know, anytime there was a fight in the pits, they all looked at the Miles Mafia to come and get in the middle of it. So
I could see that.
Where that come from.
I could see that.
Interesting. Yeah, so we'll get more into your rods in a minute. With the guiding service, so obviously your crappie guiding, do you do catfish noodling? And
yeah, we do catfish noodling. We also do regular catfish trips, you know, channel cat. We catch a lot of channel cat over in Lake. That's a really big in the summertime.
Yeah.
You guys do a lot of stuff with Nevada Schaefer?
Yeah, Nevada, okay.
Yeah, we had him on here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, bass fishing as well?
We do a little bass fishing. I try to stay away from that as much as possible.
That's more in my forte.
I've fished tournaments for years. Won a lot of money at bass fishing. But when it comes to guiding bass fishing, we're just not in that area.
Yeah.
You
know,
yeah.
You got to be in Lake Fork. You got to be somewhere like that to really be a successful bass fishing guide.
So what do you do more of? I mean, crappie or noodling, or is it pretty much a split down the middle?
It's kind of split. Actually, my brother takes care of most of the cat fishing, and I take care of most of the crappie fishing.
I see.
Me and my dad and my sons went with you guys several years ago. Yeah.
Yeah,
we nailed the hell out of some crappie.
Nice.
And you know the good part about it? They cleaned every damn fish. My hands were clean when I got home. Didn't even smell like fish. Go. It was beautiful.
Did he tip you?
Probably not.
Probably
I'm cheap.
Not, yeah. I know, Mike. Probably not.
Oh, hell. Why you got to bring that up, Tim?
I figured as much. You owe him some money while you're here, while he's over here.
I do.
Especially if he cleaned your damn fish.
Oh, and there was a lot. We had, I mean, I think I was in the boat with you, and my dad and son were in the boat with Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We... Yeah.
Springtime, catching them in the bushes. Hey, it's a fun time to catch them.
Oh, yeah, I bet. I bet. What kind of boat you fishing out of?
I fish out of a 21-foot Stratus. Jason's got a 20-foot Triton. Bass boats, live scope, you know.
Oh,
live
yeah.
scope's the new thing. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I was totally against it there for quite a while until I got it. Now I don't know what I do without it. So.
I have an account with Garmin, and so my son's on the bass fishing team in Heron. And... the coaching staff and several of the volunteers who the boat captains and so forth have all learned that I have a Garmin account, so I've been their live scope guy now here recently.
Well,
so
exactly.
I've been ordering quite a few live scopes.
Yeah, it's I tell you what, the high school bass fishing teams I don't know how they're doing. I haven't heard much since my nephew got out of school. You know, he won the Bassmasters Classic.
Yeah, he did.
Down that year, so.
But. There's not a lot of places really to keep up with it, per se. You know, unless you follow the schools on Facebook, sometimes they post stuff, but.
Yeah, you don't hear much. That's kind of what I was wondering, how it's going.
I don't know if there's, like, a true website you can go to and see results and stuff. If there is, I don't know where it'd be, but.
It'd be like something somebody needs to come up with.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I actually was only able to follow, you know, with you guys on Facebook, between the three of you, you know, one of you guys, I'd see it on there, how they did. And usually they won, so. Getting interrupted.
Yeah. So that's guiding. So back to Mafia Rods, and I'm actually starting a fishing podcast, so I'm probably going to take this and air it on that show as well. So, it's going to be more bass oriented, but that's okay. You have bass rods as well?
Not yet.
Okay. Is that something you're going to
possibly in the future?
Okay.
It's a tough market.
Yeah.
Every bass pro fisher
saturated.
Everybody's ducking. They've all got them. Skeet reeds. So.
Yeah,
everybody's got a rod on the market.
It's a lot harder to find a good crappie pole than it is a bass pole.
Yeah.
That's a good niche then. So how many different variety do you have?
Right now we have four rods. We have a 7-foot spinning rod just for casting. We got a 10-foot jigging stick, light action. We got 11-foot. It's for heavy cover, bush fishing. I took you guys.
Yep.
And then we got a 13-foot
light
action live scope rod, just for live scope fishing. So
nice.
That's where we're at right now. We're going to stick with those. I've had requests for some different rods in the future, maybe a 15-footer and possibly a 9-footer.
Yeah.
I had a lot of requests for. So.
Is that common? And treat me like I'm ignorant. Is that because I do, like I said, I'm more bass fisherman than I am crappie fisherman? Is it common to have rods that are 10, 11, 12, 15 foot long?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're making them up 17 feet now.
Because I'm used to buying, you know, 7-foot twos. And
Yeah, well, that's all. Yeah, me too, for years. And so I went to crappie fishing and everything gets longer and longer.
So. Yep.
Yeah. That's cool. Are they orange like your jersey?
Rods are orange, yeah.
You can see some of them up there. Some of them big bastards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's our 13-foot live scope rod standing up there.
Just for the listeners at home, they almost hit the damn ceiling in here.
Yeah, they do.
Do they break down or are they one
they're
piece?
I was going to say, how do you keep them snapping them? But if you're taking them apart, then
okay. Okay, good deal.
Yeah,
you'd almost have to.
Yeah. It'd be a pain in the ass to transport in your car.
Yeah.
12 feet of it hanging out the window.
What am I forgetting? We'll get into pricing, but I'm. Well, he's thinking, so let's talk price points. So what's our, you don't have to give exact, but maybe our range of what you've got.
I can give you an idea. Like on the 7-foot spinning rod, you're looking and right at $70 on it.
Okay.
The 10-foot jigging stick, you're looking $75, somewhere in the area.
Okay.
I call that very reasonable.
11-footer, you're looking right around $90. And then your 13-foot live scope rod, right around $110. Which is actually probably cheaper than it should be.
Yeah.
Most of the other brown, you know, rods on the market are from $120 to $180.
Yeah.
But we wanted a really good quality rod that somebody could afford. So.
Yeah.
Have you got them into any shops yet?
Right now, Dunn Sporting Goods has them. Wren Lake Sporting Goods in Mount Vernon.
Okay, good deal.
Blackout Bait Shop in Whittington has them.
The Dunn's just in Marion or the Dunn's across
Dunn's
the board?
Dunn's just in Marion right now.
Okay.
Yeah. We actually just worked that deal out last week. So
Nice.
Yes,
I used to work there. It's been a hot minute.
I knew I'd seen you somewhere.
Yeah, it probably was from there. Yeah. It's been a while, but I was employed there for a couple of years anyway.
Back when he was a Ute.
I was a Ute.
Yeah.
It was my college days. Back when I was younger, dumber, and a lot more athletic and less sore.
Yeah. I don't know what that was. I think I remember those days.
Right. Been a hot minute.
Old and sore is about it for me anymore.
If somebody wants to acquire a Mafia rod from you, how do they go about doing so? Are you on the socials and so forth?
We're on, right now, we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You can find us on all three of those.
Okay. Under Mafia Rods?
Yeah. I'd just assume you go visit Dunn's.
Yeah, buy
local. Visit Wren Lake. Visit Black, you know, buy local. I'm supplying them. They're going to take care of me by pushing my rods in the market. So
yeah.
So
you able to ship them if somebody does contact you directly?
Yeah, we can ship rods. And there's phone numbers on the Facebook page.
Do you have a website at all, or is it just strictly social media?
It's still under construction. I'm still working on it.
Okay.
We actually do baits, too. I actually dabbled into the bait market.
Let's talk about that.
So here I am. I'm pouring baits at home in my garage till midnight every night. So,
all crappie baits?
Yeah, crappie baits. So I've actually been selling a lot of crappie baits. I think we've sold $400 worth already today in just crappie baits. So.
Are they under the Mafia name?
They're under the Mafia name.
Okay.
Yeah, they're Mafia Pro Guide Series baits.
Nice.
And basically, that's the same thing. You know, it's what I've been using for the last 20 years. I just decided to do my own version of it. Didn't like what was on the market. I could take a jig out of a package, catch two fish on it, and it fall apart on me.
Yep.
I can pull one out of my package. I can catch 10 or 12 fish on it.
Yeah.
Or I have to throw it down. So, quality. I mean, I'm not going to sell as many baits because I've made them better, but I think I'm going to sell as many baits because I have made them better. You know what I mean? So,
are you a hook snob? I'm a hook snob, so I'm curious to see if you have a particular brand of hook you believe more in than any
not
other.
Really. I like a cichlid hook the best.
Yeah?
It really depends on the time of the year, to tell you the truth. If they're still a light bite, a round hook works better. You know, it just
are you brand specific?
No. Nope.
I've always just seemed to have really good luck with Gamakatsu, so that's why I always
when
use
I was
Gamakatsu.
A bass fisherman, when I fish tournaments, Gamakatsu or Trocar, that's all I use religiously.
Yeah. All right.
Crappie, not so much. You know?
Yeah.
A good wire hook that'll bend, straighten out when I'm tugging a stump, and I can pull it free and bend it right back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm looking for.
What about guiding service? How do they contact you for that?
Guiding service, we actually, there's a webpage, it's RenLakeFishingTrips.com.
Okay. I'll try to remember to put that in the show notes if you help me.
RenLakeFishingTrips.com.
Facebook page also.
Same name.
Instagram, TikTok, all.
Okay.
Same under it. It's $250 a day for two people. That's a 4-hour trip.
All equipment provided.
We clean the fish at the end of the day.
Sweet. All they got to do is bag or take them home in the bag and fry
take
them up.
Take them home and fry them up. That's it.
That's the best way.
Hey, but particularly the day you catch them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
I take the boys. I got to go home and I got to clean it while they watch me. So I know how they feel.
Yeah. I actually get to skip the show here in the morning because I'll be on late guiding. So then I won't be here until the afternoon.
Nice.
So. Yeah. I'm good we caught you now. Well, cool. I'll put all of that in the show notes. So I don't know if you listen to podcasts or not, but
no, I didn't know anything about it.
Okay, well, underneath the podcast, there's a description of that show, and then you can put links and things like that. So
okay, great.
I'll link everything on both the guiding service and the rod service to y'all.
So on the Facebook, is it under Mafia Rods?
Under Mafia Rods.
Okay.
On Facebook. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's Mafia Rods page and Red Lake Fishing Trips.
Because I've been seeing it all on you and your brother's page.
Yeah.
You know all about the Mafia Rods and stuff, but I didn't know if you guys.
Yeah, there's a separate Mafia Rods page too.
So, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're bow hunting niched, of course.
Yeah, we need to link you guys up.
But
put a link. So.
We have over 10,000 listeners across the country, so there, I guarantee you there are a plethora of those listeners like ourselves that are also big fishermen, too. So
good.
There'll be hopefully some people we can drive your way.
Oh, yeah, I'm all for it.
So
yeah, I knew you guys were doing it, but I never listened, didn't know nothing about it really. So
yeah,
well, we've got cards. I'll bring one over to you guys' booth for you.
Yeah, bring me some stuff over, and we'll link you all into all of our sites, and
that'll work.
Everybody can jump on and listen to you guys. So.
Yeah, that'd be cool,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let them know we're idiots. We don't take anything too serious. Hey, so we just have a good time.
Anytime you need a guest, give me a call. I'm happy to do that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah,
we're happy to have you. So. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming over and taking some time out and doing this.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for listening to another Backwoods Bowhunter episode. Didn't get enough? Climb down out of your tree stand and get ready for another epic episode next week. The Backwoods Boys will take you back downrange for more bowhunting content.